I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Son, Daniel Andrews. Daniel, come on, come on. Okay, where's Daniel? There he is. Daniel, take your seat. And my youngest son, Jack Andrews. There he is. Jesus Christ. Okay. And now let me tell you about Hannah. She's absolutely fantastic. And I want you to give her a really warm round of applause because she's from Poland. You see that? Even saying she's from Poland. Did you sense that, guys? Did you sense the deep-seated racism in the Irish community? I said she's from Poland and the fucking oxygen was sucked out of the room. Did you notice that? She's... Where the fuck is she from? Poland. She should fuck off back to Poland, so. We've had enough of these fucking fly-by-night bastards coming over. I don't even know if that is a Ballycotton accent. I think it was a Kerry accent. I hate people. Fuck you. Jack, what are you doing? Jack, what was that all about? I have ADHD.
It's part of the show.
All right, fair enough. Okay, that's the kind of banter. And by the way, you know, it's good to get out. Okay, you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my beautiful ex-wife, the mother of my children, Hannah Andrews. The waiter just took my table and gave it to Jessica Sims. Shit. I guess I'll go sit with Tom Boy, at least I'll know how to hit. What if there's songs on the radio that somebody's going to die? Go on, Hannah. Die. I'm going to get in trouble, my ex will start a fight. What an entrance, what an entrance. Now we're talking. A fair fucks to you, Hannah, for doing that. You know what I mean? Look at them. Yeah, look. At them. Look. They're disgusted by that outward display of happiness. You know what I mean? That was it. What do you think? Do you think you're in fucking America jumping around like that? You should have came on like it was a fucking funeral. Do you know what I mean? This is a Ballycotton podcast. Look. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate Ballycotton. And Jesus came down from the mountain and said to the people, don't do that. Anyway, okay. So, there you go.
I must say that running, my heart is just like racing. It was like first exercise this day.
Yeah, but I've started going to the gym. By the way, we will do questions and answers in a few minutes. This is an odd situation, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing this podcast for, you know, we can't ignore the fact that there are people here.
Yeah.
So we're not really talking to each other. It'd be weird. It is actually quite odd when you think about it.
Yeah,
like, we're trying
I'm
to have a fucking conversation, and then these fuckers are kind of going... You know what I mean? I'll tell you something, overhearing conversations, fuck me in the face. Like I go to the gym, ladies and gentlemen. Should we talk to them? They're part of this whole thing. I'm very appreciative of the fact that they'd even bother coming out, Anna. Sounded like my father. That's how my father talks. My father was the Minister for Foreign Affairs, by the way. And he didn't like me. Doesn't like me. I don't know, are any of you people quite well aware that your parents are not your favourite? You know, you're not your father's favourite. It's quite horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm also aware. I'm not a favourite of my mom.
You're not the favourite of your mother?
No, and...
Christ, I know, because Hannah's mother is... How old is she?
Oh, she's 87.
Look, she's a World
War
II.
She's lovely.
She's lovely.
She's a loving woman, but... But she's just
she called
very
me a, she called me a brute.
Because you're a brute. Just tell them, how did you pull the plug out of the wall?
Oh, Jesus, about 20, 30 fucking years ago, I pulled the plug out of the wall and the socket came out as well because it was so badly made. It was in, you know, Poland, for Christ's sake, East Europe. And she goes, Brutto!
Yeah,
you know,
and
so they're very like the
and
Irish, they're full of resentment. You hold on to a resentment forever. But what I'm just trying to say is, this situation whereby you're, like, I don't know about you, but I can't stand, like, I go to the gym. I just started going to the gym, and I overhear people having platitudinous conversations, and it's like torture, you know. I'm like, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, did you have a good weekend? Yeah. Yeah. Now me and Mary, we went to fucking Uganda for Jerry's wedding. It's like I just want to punch them in their face. Okay.
So how's the gym? David, how's the gym going? I mean, there's any improvement?
Well, I'm trying to keep myself fit for my young girlfriend.
I thought she left you.
Well, she sort of has, but sort of. I'm going to see her again. I was talking to, actually, Jack's girlfriend. You know the way young women tend... some of them have father issues.
Yeah, funny thing is that my girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend are quite similar in ages, isn't it? No, it's a joke, guys. It's a joke. Kind of.
Is that even allowed?
Actually, that's normal. They're all fucking into incest in this part of the country. Me mother is me sister and me lover is me brother. Okay. Any what the fuck? Oh, that's the cops showing up. Has anybody been to a live podcast before? Right, so we're all new at this, you know what I mean? So, you know, just, okay.
Because I actually find it really weird, because I want to look at you.
Speak into the fucking microphone.
No, because then it's like an echo.
It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I mean, you've been doing
now,
it for so...
Now, people are meeting me, and they say, speak at the fucking microphone instead of hello. It's
yeah. Like, yeah.
You know, I wonder...
I'd say you're shite at blowjobs as you're... Anyway, come on. I'm so sorry, Jack and Daniel. That's their mother. But it's horrible to think of your mother, isn't it, giving blowjobs?
Yes, I don't want to
but
see
it. I guarantee you, everyone here, your mother has had a man's fucking penis in her mouth. It's bad to think that, isn't it? Some old one walking down the street has sucked off a man. Okay. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry, I'm just going for the lowest common denominator here. All I was trying to say is, what was I trying to say, Hannah? Don't know.
I don't know. Mm. You don't know yourself.
No, I was just trying to say, this is an odd situation whereby you're listening into people's conversations. You know, but it's not, it's a live podcast. We've never done this. I've never done this. That's Jack, my youngest son. Jack is 24.
But you've done plenty of live gigs, so you don't have much excuse, do you?
Jack, you shouldn't be trying to undermine me. But anyway, Daniel was born in 1993, wasn't he?
Three, yes.
Yes, you're right.
Where was it? In Elbląg.
In Elbląg.
In Poland.
Yes.
Has anybody been to Poland? Okay, great. I don't know, Polish people, like, say something in Polish. Say, oh, it's nice in Bali. Oh, do you know what do you know what Hannah did? So your man John Kidney, right?
Kid me not.
What? Hannah has a really good joke. She was going out with a guy from Croydon in London, and she used to go over and meet him, and she said she was Croydon herself to sleep. I mean, that's as good as that joke. I think it's a great fucking joke. I mean, yeah. That was a great joke, but anyway, you know what I mean.
But also, huh? I think you sort of look sideways at me. That's sort of weird.
Well, I'm going to face the... Okay, listen. Anyway, so John Kidney, the man, I think he runs Sea Church, threw on this podcast festival. He was kind enough to invite us down. He's given us a house around the corner to stay tonight, and then we're going to drive back up tomorrow. And then he's
I'm
given
very
us...
very thankful.
He's given us directions, and he's from this area, so he has an accent. And by the way, let me just acknowledge the fact that any likability I have is reduced by 50% because of this annoying Dublin accent I have. So don't think that I'm not aware. Woman just spreading COVID there. that you hate me. You know what I mean? I do know that, but I didn't choose to be from Dublin. Anyway. So your man, he says, yeah, just go down the road there. It's just, and take a left at the boat. Right? And then Hannah literally convulsively went, what? And then your man said, are you fucking
taking like
the piss out of me?
Syndrome. I can't help myself.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so disrespectful.
But I love it so much.
So go on, talk with the Cork accent. Let's hear it in front of people. Go on.
I actually have to, someone say it, and then I repeat it. But I can't say it from my own initiative. So if somebody said, boat...
Is that how it sounds? What?
Yeah, it's like singing. It's beautiful.
I think we're getting existential here, I think.
Do you understand what Hannah's saying, Jack?
Well, you know, it's like if you were having sex with an audience, she's saying, just keep going. or something like that, I don't know. I tried my best, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I shouldn't be fucking smoking, ladies and gentlemen. I was in Galway Town Hall Theatre last night, and I was trying some new material out, and I lost confidence, and then I just went, I reverted back to old material, and, you know, I just felt that there were people in the audience looking at me, thinking, oh, Jesus, we've heard that fucking shite before, you know what I mean? And I walked off the stage feeling very dirty inside.
Oh,
just thought I'd share that, thank you. Did
you wash your mouth with a soap?
Jesus Christ, Jack!
Don't look at me, man.
Yeah.
But you said you met John Carney. Afterwards.
Oh yes, I did. I met John Carney, the director of Once and Sing Street and Begin Again. What's the other? Oh, Flora and Son.
I haven't seen it, but Once is my
seen,
favorite.
Has anybody
movie.
Seen any of those films? No, we haven't. And we're not going to either. We're not here to enjoy you. We're here just to reaffirm the idea that Dublin people are cunts.
And they are so right.
They are so right, are they?
Yes.
I know that. I apologise for using that word, but your reaction to it gives it power. So in a way, you know, it's on you. But anyway, so let's talk about cunt. I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you have to, they don't need to laugh at you.
I don't know how to do this without this. Oh, you mean have a conversation?
Yeah, just have a conversation and maybe they can join in and, you know.
Why don't you tell us about how, did you look up to Tommy Tiernan when you were first starting out for comedy, David?
Say that again?
Did you look up to Tommy Tiernan when you started
Oh, yeah,
comedy?
Yeah, I really did look up to Tommy, yeah. I met him in Edinburgh, but I was so... I felt so unworthy to be in his presence that I drank alcohol.
What was
to give myself to give myself courage and confidence.
What was your drink of choice?
Vodka and Coke. Yeah, Jesus Christ, I love vodka. I remember I stopped drinking in 2003, and then I had a slip in 2014. Any alcoholics here?
All the hands up.
I'm not ashamed of, you know, I know there's so much shame and embarrassment around, you know, people don't want people to know their business, but we're alive for such a short time. That's what I feel, that we're not here. Do you know what I mean? Like on either side of your existence, like there's 14 and like before you were existed, there was 14 and a half billion years. So in that scale, like, you know, we're just barely not here. Who gives a shit? Do you know, that's the way I think. You know, all these people kind of think, my name's Brian. What? The fuck is that? You're Brian. What is a Brian? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have a house. I'm an actuary. And I voted no in the referendum.
I don't know about.
Yes, and
you
did vote no in the referendum.
Did you understand the referendum?
No, I didn't. That's why I didn't vote. But also, I was pretty happy that it didn't pass.
Woo!
Did you understand the referendum, Jack? You're quite.
I haven't a clue. I know there's something about carers for disabled people, something to do with that. But I have to admit, I haven't voted since I could vote, so I've actually never voted. So.
I think when they start using words that are never used in common speech, like durable, when they start saying durable, it sounds like a guard. Do you have it under Section 18 of the Relationship Act? Is it durable? And I don't fucking know if it is or not. I mean, I'm an alcoholic. I can't form a fucking truly loving partnership with another human being. That's not true, Hannah. I do love you. Do you? Well, do you love me?
But you divorced me. Well, the truth is, I had to organize everything. Telling the truth, I had to organize everything and almost sign all the papers for David. You know,
Tell us about the courtroom. Tell us about the courtroom.
You get a Steve Lucas over
funny,
there.
The funny thing is that when you're getting married, it's just one signature. When you're getting divorced, you need like 40, and in a certain order, and you have to get papers in a certain time, and it's really complicated.
Don't touch the fucking camera now, Jack. Go on.
But what's going on? Is the Lucozade saga?
No, I just asked him to go.
We're sponsored by Lucozade, so.
We're not sponsored by Lucozade. Lucozade is shit. It's a load of shit. Don't drink it. We're not sponsored by Lucozade. Go on and.
If we could inject
it,
we
would. No, I finished. You completely.
No, but
completely disregard what I said.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and that's why they're not together.
No. So you're saying that divorce was a lot more complicated than getting married. We got.
Yeah, you know, so like you wouldn't know because I was putting, you know, paper on the table, taking your hand into mine and signing it as if you were a senile, and you're not completely aware what's going on. So you're lucky that I'm in your life, actually.
You know, mate, you know the way you were just with your one for only less than a year, right? Me and Hannah were like that. We were all just like, and I was, you know what I mean? 30 years later. Yeah? You'd be like, shut the fuck up. And she'd be like,
luckily we don't live with each other.
But me and Hannah got married in a registry office in a Polish town called Elbląg, which was still, it still hadn't been repaired from fucking World War II. That's how much of it, it was a bit of a shithole, isn't it?
Oy. Yes, I mean, it's getting better, but, you know, Poland was really destroyed.
But do you know what I mean? People in Ballycotton have to realise that there are other parts of the world that exist outside of this, wherever you are. Is everybody from Ballycotton here? Okay. That was quite. Excuse me. We're not from this place. No, but never. Never will we live in this Ballycotton, this little tourist trap.
This
little whore of a town.
I want to live here.
Would you?
Yes.
Would you get paid for sex? Would you be a whore?
Secretly. Like
your mother's a whore.
You
How much?
A lot of money.
How much would you?
Substantial amount of money.
€1,000?
No, that's.
You see Wayne over there now. If he gave you €500, would you ride him?
Shut
would you?
Up.
Would
Shut
you ride
down.
Wayne for €25? Okay. Can you imagine Ryan Tuberty riding you?
No, and then it's your cousin.
Would you ride Ryan Tuberty?
No. How much would you charge him?
I don't see him as a man. If
Ryan Tuberty gave you €5,000,
take it.
Are you fucking mad? I'd let him ride me for €5,000.
No, thank you.
Okay. Anyway, Ballycotton, what were you talking about?
No, I was just saying it's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah, so me and Hannah got married in Elbląg, and it's still, it was literally, that was, what, 1991?
Three.
And it just...
I was 7 months pregnant when I was getting married.
And that's why we got together. And no, but it's funny though, like it was still recovering from World War II. Isn't that mad?
Okay. Hasn't even recovered.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying that, like, World War II, it really had quite an impact on the world. Do you know Adolf Hitler was from Cork? Fucking no. Sieg Heil, like.
But I
Sieg
think...
fucking Heil. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Sieg Heil. Hi, how are you? I don't know. I'm trying to add some new material.
I think Cork is, you know, Corkian people.
Corkian.
Corkian. Cork. What would they call them?
Yeah.
Corkonians.
What?
What they call them? Corkonians. Yes.
They're not from a different planet, as you well know.
And they,
welcome to Earth.
I just read Corkonians. And they think. That they are descendant of the
we
center
are fucking
of the universe.
Nazis. Sorry, go on.
No, they just think that they are the center of the universe.
Yes, they do. They
and
do.
They,
yes.
They sort of.
Cork
write.
People do
they're
think
really
they're the
special.
Center of things, don't they? Yeah. Bastards.
No, but they really special people, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very special. Very
yeah,
special.
Yeah, they're kind of retarded. No, no.
I don't think so.
I have. Yeah. Anyway, me and Hannah got married in Elblong in 1993, and my mother and my father came to the wedding, and Hannah's mother and father.
They've flown in the state helicopter.
Oh yeah, my father was.
Used the helicopter to come to my wedding.
That's your money.
Helicopter.
That's the taxpayer's money, by the way.
You should sue him.
I love the way you talk as if your life is a movie and everybody knows exactly what the fuck you're on about, and you always start halfway through the story.
I'm sorry.
And no, I'm just telling you, you're a terrible storyteller.
Okay.
And no, she's not a terrible story. I love Hannah very much. She's a great storyteller.
Okay. You cut my wings again.
I cut your wing. Go on. Why don't you start singing? I can buy myself flowers. You know that Miley Cyrus song? Do you know that one where obviously, you know, I can buy myself flowers. I don't need anyone for validation. And I just think it's the saddest thing. Like a woman ringing up a florist. Yeah. hello? I'd just like to buy flowers. And who are they for?
Myself.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
I just see always SpongeBob. I don't know if you remember the cartoon and those, you know, fountains of tears.
When did you remember Jack used to cry like that sometimes? Remember when he
cried? Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. I remember once he couldn't find his... sweatpants for school, and he left a message, I think on David's, not on my answering machine, and he says, Hannah, I can't find my sweatpants. Where are my pants? Where are my pants?
And by the way, I was a little kid on my own.
He was only seven.
That was last week.
Don't open the door to anyone.
I can't find. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
No, and then when I listened I cried myself.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I wish they were still babies. Are you going to have kids soon, you two? How long have you? You've only been together. Jesus Christ, Wayne, calm down. Are you married? No. Where did you meet? Did you meet on a dating site? Did you meet on a dating site like
oh my God, which
Hinge?
One?
Was it Hinge
Tinder?
Or Tinder or Bumble?
Was it Minge? No.
What was it?
Should have got a laugh again. That definitely should have got a laugh. But these people, they're too old.
Listen, just don't they worry. Don't hang
how
on.
How old are they? It's like fucking not. It's like playing in a
so
fucking.
So what? They're laughing inside. You know? That's maybe even better.
It's like you're playing in a hospice.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you're doing the, you know, charity job, you know?
What dating site did you meet on?
I'm interested because I can't find anyone.
Go on.
What was the website?
Tinder.
Tinder. Okay. Tinder.
I find Tinder quite psychopathic.
Have you been on Tinder?
I went on Tinder once and I didn't trust it at all. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, this woman says, oh, yeah, I like you or something. And I'm going, sure, I don't know who the fuck you are. You could be a man pretending to be a woman or something.
It could be.
Yeah. But no, do you know what it is? This, and this is quite, and I haven't tried this material out. And I want you to be aware that it's very dark. And I'm not comparing in any way, shape or form Tinder to the Holocaust at all.
Oh, David, I don't think you should go Tinder to the Holocaust.
No, the idea popped into my head.
I'm
duty banned as
an artist. This is really bad.
But this business of doing this, look, swiping left if you're if you're attracted, you swipe right.
Yes, I think so.
But you don't know anything about the person. You don't know what their values are. You don't know what they represent. You don't know who they are. Just on the basis of whether you would have penetrative sex with them, you swipe right. And if you don't want to fuck them, they're dead. It's just like that. Look, so it's a selection process.
Yes.
Selection process.
Selection, yeah.
Dead, 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 fuck. And during because that's what they did in World War II. So there is something very horrifying about Tinder. That's all I'd say. But good luck to you anyway.
I think your observation is ingenious, actually, because it's life is about either you're alive or you're dead. If you're alive, you fuck. If you're dead, you just shot.
No, you still fuck when you're dead.
Well, like how?
In Ballycotton, it's quite common. I'll ride you when you're dead. Shiddly idle diddle. Me wife died and I pickled her in formaldehyde. And I rode her on a Wednesday, and I propped.
No, guys, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Don't worry, he's a good guy. He's my father. I have to say it. You know.
We just have to blame his father for what he created.
And his father before him. Don't forget. Him.
Well, actually, speaking of what do they call them? Dating apps. So you know. Were you with a guy? I'll tell you, I'm going to build a narrative about you, young lady. You're a very attractive woman. Don't think I haven't noticed you.
Even if it's dark.
It's okay. And so you were in a relationship before you met Johnny fucking Big Balls over there, right? And, and the thing is, okay, you let him go. And that's the great thing about relationships. Yes, it's sad when they break up. But there is hope. You can get a new boyfriend, you know. And even though you might think he is the one, no such thing. There's lots of the ones. It's way too much pressure to put on someone to believe that someone is the one. It's very codependent, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you're compatible, good, right? But the thing is, the relationship that you have with your father, it's forever, which is really annoying. And wouldn't it be great, because you're, you know, not your dad's favorite maybe, and wouldn't it be great just to go, do you know something, plentyofdads.com, and you could go out and date with a father figure and try and get a new father in your life. And that's why we're all here. I'm here for you.
But it's actually a good...
plentyofdads.com. I would definitely go on that fucking dating site because I'm tired. I'd love to change my dad.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
Just replace it for some time, maybe.
You know what I mean?
But it'd be funny, though. Different side of dad. Different opportunity. You know, like the dad who never told you stories. And then you're going to go to plenty of dads.
But no, it'd be great. I was sitting with a prospective new father, and he'd say to me, so, what are you looking for in a father? And I'd say, oh, I'm looking for somebody who can recognize my values and who I can clearly see likes my fucking company, to be quite honest. Do you know what I mean?
And then he'd go, dad who likes you.
What?
Yeah.
A dad who likes you. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But then I thought, like, it'd be funny. So I'd meet that guy, let's call him John. You know, I'm going, my new dad, Hannah. I'm so happy with him. And then I'd be out I'd be walking and I'd see John with another son. And I'd go up to him, who the fuck is this? And then he'd say, I've got more than one son. Well, you didn't fucking tell me. I didn't. I thought I was an only child, you son of a bitch. But you know what?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I go back on Plenty of Dads. Get another father figure. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
What about Plenty of Moms? Do women have bad...
Maybe Mother's Day, leave moms alone.
Huh?
Maybe start with dads and then...
She doesn't get it, does she? No. Anyway, sorry. Okay. So anyway, Hannah and me got married in Elbląg. That's what I was trying to talk about. In Poland in 1993, and the guy who was officiating was saying it in Polish, wasn't he?
Sounds Russian.
Okay. Russian actually, because I was in Moscow a few times.
Congratulations.
But Moscow is quite reductive. It's like... It's... You know... And it reminds me... Remember Gay Byrne? He hated... Gay Byrne, who used to host The Late Late Show, he used to hate when people had aspirations and were confident. And he'd always try and sort of bring them back down to size by that type of little voice that he had. And... in a way, so we hate success. That's what my point was. And that's why we love dead people, because they have no chance of succeeding. That's why we love even more so now that she's dead, Sinead O'Connor. Fuck off. Where were you?
And
you were slagging
David,
her off when she was
tell
alive.
Tell us the story about your fling with Sinead O'Connor.
No, that's not for this. That's not for this.
Why not? What? It's a true story.
No. The fact that she fancied me.
Yeah, that she did. And the time when you went to her concert and you bawled your eyes out.
Yeah, because I've been drinking for 2 days. Anyway.
I know. It doesn't matter. It's just...
No, but there was a newspaper article where she said she fancies David McSavage. And then we started texting a bit. You know what I mean?
But I must say, Sinead O'Connor was right all the way.
Oh, about the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Yeah, she was. She was the first one kind of to stand up. Publicly. But she wasn't prepared for the backlash. You know, if she was like someone like Nigel Farage, he's such a fucking professional politician. He can handle, "You're a fucking cunt, Farage, you racist piece of shit." And he's so professional and so British, he just handles it like this. Well, you know, okay, yeah, well, that's your point of view. That's your point of view. And he'll sound sort of reasonable and he'll sort of, and sort of lull you into this idea that really you're saying it about, you know.
It's not because of that, but like she's an artist. She's truly artist.
Yeah.
She was. And she's sensitive and she feels things. So that's the difference.
Uh-huh.
No?
Okay, moving on. So we got married in Elbląg, and then...
And you were
scared.
And
we got divorced.
We
got divorced in Dublin, and the judge said, is there any chance of you guys getting back? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. Apparently he has to ask the question.
Yeah, and then you said no.
No.
And then I said, what? And then he laughed. But I think probably a lot of people do that, don't they?
I don't think so. I think that's why he laughed and he forgave you. And he didn't throw you out.
But now we're closer than we were when we were alive. I mean, when we were married.
Yeah, we did.
Weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. No, we're on a different level. We operate on a different ideas. You know, we're friends. We were at your folks yesterday and I was sort of listening to him, and he's a really nice man, but he tells me, "So, Hannah, why are you sitting there so quiet? Usually he's so chatty. You don't say anything."
Is that the story?
Yeah, it's just like, yes, it is
Jesus
a story,
Christ,
because he's
yeah,
very
isn't it?
Patronizing.
So I love it, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear this. And then he said to me, wait till you hear what he said to me. Wait till you hear. No, it is going to kill you. And he said, normally, you're a bit chatty. Oh, I love that one. That's a brilliant one. But anyway.
Hannah, you're on the dating scene now, but you're saying there's no real men around.
No, I think real men are, they're just rare species, I think.
Wow.
When's the last guy you were with? You were with a guy who was very small, and you said you couldn't find him in your bed sometimes.
Yeah, no, he was a lovely guy. He was just a little bit small because I'm really tall.
He was a lovely guy, but you couldn't find him.
And it was funny whenever I went.
You started to see less of him.
True.
Where the fuck is he?
And it's true, whenever I went to see him, to meet him, so he was next to me, and I couldn't see him because he was below my eye line.
Yeah.
So I was just looking, but he was just there. I'm sorry. I have nothing against shorter people.
But that's the funny thing. For a woman, she can be as short as you want, and it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm five foot seven and a half, and I'm not even that tall.
We don't want to invite Uns on stage, do we?
Well, we could if you want. You're the boss here.
Well, so Uns is Jack's girlfriend, and she travelled from London to be. Why are you laughing, Jack?
I'm just laughing. Go on.
And she travelled, and we thought we'd just bring her up to say, so you could say hello to Uns. I don't know, where is she?
Oh, she's like a Juliet.
Is she going to come down and say hello? This is lovely. When did you meet? Can you sit her in between you just for a second? Yeah, go on. Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I'll give her my chair because I'm a gentleman.
Oh, yes.
And we were just going, because something funny happened on the way to, you know. So where did you meet Uns?
I met her, I was working in the Top Secret Comedy Club in London.
Ah, come on, Uns. Yeah, there you go. Come on, Uns Durno. Sit down, Durno. Go on, Durno, Uns. You're wearing a sleeping bag. Isn't she beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? Look at that. That's how the women actually look in other countries. Do you know what I mean? Look at the lads. Jesus, I didn't think women could get that good looking, for fuck's sake. My wife told me she was beautiful. She's a fucking liar. Now, all the Irish women, I'm beautiful. Fuck me.
David, you're sinning against your own country.
Well, I'm ugly, so I can make fun of ugly people.
Well, you're ugly.
I'm ugly.
That doesn't mean that everybody else
but that's
is ugly.
But that's the funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, that even though you are ugly, but to other nations, you are exotic. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you're ugly, but other nations wouldn't. You don't look great. But, you know, a Brazilian guy would look at you and think, fucking hell, chicky chicky, bow bow. You know what I mean? Like, I know a guy next to me from Sligo, big muck of a lump of muck with red hair. You know, it's like when he opens his mouth, like bits of twigs and fucking muck fall out. And he's got a beautiful Brazilian girlfriend. So, to her,
mystery.
He is exotic. No? Okay, fuck off. Jesus Christ. So, Uns, you met Uns in Top Secret Comedy Club. Now, Uns is funny because she's got about 15 nationalities, Hannah.
Yeah, she's MI5 agent.
Multicultural.
She's multicultural. What nationality is Uns?
She's MI5 agent.
Oh, God. Jack, what nationality is Uns?
I'm Lebanese, by the way.
You're Cypriot?
Yeah, I'm Cypriot, too. the side.
And so you flew over from, so they met in, because Jack, my son Jack, was working in the Top Secret Comedy Club, which is a big comedy club in London. Has anybody been to that comedy club by any chance? Has anybody been to London? Do you know what I mean?
Why wouldn't they go to London, to the British Empire Centre? You know, like,
did you watch the fucking rugby?
Like,
did you
British.
Watch the fucking rugby match, by the way?
Oh, what happened?
Jesus. I mean,
disgrace.
The Irish team, I mean, we have a good rugby team, and it's so rare. I'm almost going to get emotional that we can shine internationally on the stage and hold our heads high next to everyone else. And that fucking rugby team, fucking, they're fucking great. And then they were playing England, and didn't fucking England score a fucking, I can't even speak, I'm so upset. Jack, can you explain what happened? No, don't stay where you are.
England scored a conversion kick, very similar to how we won our first Grand Slam in the last minutes with Ronan Garrett. You guys remember, don't you? Yeah, yeah. It was very similar, wasn't it? And yeah, it was heartbreaking. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, because when Ireland wins a rugby game, like a big thing, I just feel like, yes, we can. We can do and achieve things. You know what I mean? Now I just feel we can't anymore. It was like, you know, when Riverdance happened, you know what I mean? In the Eurovision Song Contest, and Michael Flatley came out and went, you know, and then was like, God, we're great after all. You know what I mean? Hmm. No, we're not, actually. We're shite.
We are.
No, we're not.
Okay.
We got beaten. So,
let's go to the story.
Top Secret Comedy Club, right? It's a really big club in London. And this man is making a pornographic video. Don't worry about it. And so Jack was working in the club and he met Unce. Her name is a bone of contention. It's quite difficult for the Irish mind to wrap their heads around names that aren't Fionnuala and fucking Emer! Emer! I say there's a few Emers in here, let's be honest. Have you ever met a woman called Emer who wasn't a total fucking bitch?
I actually didn't meet Emer.
Oh, they're
ever.
Awful. Never. Emers, they're the worst. You know, Maria, Catherine. Emer! She fucks everyone's fun up. She's a buzzkill. Anyway, how do you spell your name, Unce?
It doesn't help, but it's I-U-N-S.
Look at that now. They're all putting I-U. I-U-N-S. Oi. That's fucking oi. What the fuck? Ian. You. Oi, you. Oi, you. Oi, you. N. Oyun. S. Oyuns. It does sound like, you know, like cavemen in prehistoric times. Oh. What do you call your baby? Oh.
Sorry, I will not be calling my baby that.
Anyway, so Unce, you flew from London to be here. Yes. And what happened when you arrived to Shannon?
Oh, yes.
Speaking to the microphone.
Hello.
She is.
It's my second time in Ireland. So
You're very welcome here. Thank you for coming here.
I love it.
Thank you for coming. Leave her alone, Hannah.
But anyways, I was going to passport control, and basically they thought that I was a refugee of some sort, and they left me to the side, this refugee corner, where there are a bunch of, I hope this is not racist.
It is, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, no, it's not. Of course it's not, because you're not, yeah.
I'm not
I don't know
racist.
If you are, but it could be.
No.
But we can't be cancelled, because it's only fucking, we're not successful.
PSA is I'm not racist at all, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was put in the corner for an hour. I guess people aren't really used to seeing people like that.
Yeah,
like
good-looking people.
Airport.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm gonna take everything you
said.
And say
did they question you or anything?
I mean, yeah, they questioned me. They wanted my residence permit and things like that, but.
Well, what the fuck are you coming over to Ireland for? You probably want a job, do you? Well, you probably want to come over here and work, do you, and take jobs away from people. Sure, wasn't it only fucking 30 days ago that, I mean, we went out, we have very short-term selective memory. I mean, Ireland, when I was growing up, it was a great place to leave.
because everybody left here. There was nobody fucking here. We went to Australia, went to New York, went to Philadelphia, Boston, we went to London. This place was fucked. Fucked, fucked, fucked. Nothing. Only a couple of people, like, you know, people from society, like my family.
Politicians.
They were making money.
Judges.
But, you know, and now we've got a little bit of money. Who can come on over here and take, and, you know, anyway, I'm just saying that, I don't know what I'm saying, Hannah.
I'm not going to help you in this instance.
Okay, just let's sit with the awkwardness of where we are and embrace it.
I'm gonna leave the family to have
what?
Their family podcast.
Stay where you fucking are.
No.
Go on. Give us a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. There you go, lads. Have a look at us there now. Don't just do it. Just walk in silence. The walk of shame. Fuck off back to the Lebanon.
Well, we can start throwing things at her.
Fuck off.
Like in Game of Thrones, throwing things at her.
Yeah, throw things at her.
Tissues.
How long have we been broadcasting, Daniel?
Nothing hard.
I believe it's over an hour.
Over an hour.
Hey, it seems longer. Who said that?
Hey.
So can we do a Q&A quickly and then we can all fuck off?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go on then.
Where's the fucking microphone?
Don't curse, Jack.
I apologize.
I don't like it when my son curses.
Oh, there
Hannah.
It is. There it is.
I don't like it when my son curses my baby, my prince. Where's the microphone? Does anybody? Maybe they don't, Daniel.
Jack.
Testing.
Well, see if anybody does want to ask a nail question or anything. Oh yeah, yeah. No. In other words, don't point the fucking microphone.
Because
a lot of them are not well.
I thought.
So wait for them. Wait, see if they put up a hand. If they don't, I don't care
like
anyway.
To ask a question.
What is anybody? Huh?
I don't know what to do.
Just come over here, Jack. Closer. Sit down and ask politely. Look,
Jack.
Does anybody has a question?
Oh, yeah. I should calm down. Hello. Open the cage.
Hey.
Does anybody want to ask a question?
Okay. Oh, maybe they don't.
What?
Yeah, maybe they don't want to ask a question.
Jack, because you pretend you're in the audience and you're...
Can
you put on a Ballycotton accent? You just put it... Oh, any questions? Put on a Cork accent so we can edit it in.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can edit it in later.
There's one. Yeah, go on, Jack. Yes.
We've got a question. Woo! I can't believe this. This is so exciting,
hello,
Hannah.
Hello, sir. What's your name?
David Murphy.
David Murphy.
Give it up for David Murphy, everybody.
Go on, David. Fucking love you, man.
Do you remember Frank Call's Pictorial Weekly?
I do, yes.
That's what I wanted to know.
Okay, I want to answer that, actually. That's a really good... Yeah, there was some great... that's interesting because there was some absolutely brilliant satire in... Hall's Pictorial Weekly was one of them. And there was some great satirists and comedians on that show. And God forgive me, I can't remember their names. But it was kind of... I think it was one of the earliest kind of satirical comedy shows on RTE. And they used to do... Didn't they do the Minister for something? Minister for Hardship. And we did a TV show called The Savage Eye, which was quite successful. Well, it was critically well received. But
give it up, everyone, for The Savage Eye.
It was critically well received, but nobody, but it wasn't, you know, Mrs. Brown's Boys, which was hugely
you're
popular.
You're saying that you didn't achieve financial success with it.
Hannah, you were fucking with me at the time, for Christ's sake. What are you pretending like you're interviewing me?
Well, I wasn't. What I'm just saying is that 2010, I did a makeup for the first season
of The Savage Eye.
The Savage Eye, and then it all broke down our relationship. So I had to give up that job because I couldn't work with you, and you went on to do other series with other makeup artists, and I'm not aware of what was happening.
Every day. It's every day like this. Every day.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I just like to put the facts straight.
I like when Hannah puts on that voice. It's quite a spiritual voice. It's funny, you know. It's you mean
Fiona O'Shaughnessy. I'm copying Fiona O'Shaughnessy voice.
You know, people who say I'm quite spiritual. I've never met spiritual people are always so fucking angry. They're so fucking passive aggressive. I'm so spiritual. Would you get away? Spiritual, and then you ask them to define what spiritual is, and they, you know, because nobody.
They lost.
Well, what is spiritual anyway? Does anybody know? Do you know what spiritual is, Daniel? Jack.
How are we doing?
Okay, Jack. We'll have one more question from you, and pretending that you're from
Cork.
Okay, wait, because we have to edit it in such a way. So, any questions from the audience?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, go on. How are you doing? What's your name?
My name's Barry.
Wait. Barry, yeah? Okay, cool. And you live in Ballycotton, do you?
No, I actually live in Castle Martyr. Who's laughing at Castle Martyr over there? It's a fucking great town. Anyway, I wanted to know...
Jack, yeah, go on.
Okay, well...
Go on, just answer the... Shut up, Hannah.
You're clipping my wings.
I am clipping your wings. Sorry, you're right. I was clipping his wings, Jack, Daniel. God
damn it.
God damn it.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I think I'm a big fan of...
You have to put on the Cork accent.
I have to put on the Cork accent, right. I'm a big fan of your comedy, Dave. I love it. And I want to know something. Why are you so, aggressive with the crowd? Like, you always have to have, someone you're fighting against. I think everyone would want to know that.
Okay, I got
your
point. Yeah, I got
problem?
The question. You don't.
No, I'm just asking you a fucking question. I'm not trying to fucking take the piss out of you or anything. I'm fucking.
Yeah, Jack, get back on stage. Right.
I'm sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Jack, go on. Where are you going now, Jack?
He's giving the microphone back, David.
Give the microphone back to who?
To the lady.
To the lady.
What?
A lady's just got a microphone. That's mad, isn't it? The lady needs a damn good spanking.
I think you.
It's funny,
need
women
a
do love to be spanked, don't they? Why is that? I wonder.
Please.
There's a lot of sexual aberration in.
It's not
our
an aberration, is it?
In our societies, yes.
Anyway, no, that is good. Jack asked a good question. No, I think sometimes I need to believe that there are some people who. Or who really dislike me actively, and then that gets me fired up, and it accesses a part of my brain that I couldn't access if I was all kind of like, hello, how are you? You know what I mean? I hate those type of people who talk like that. Hello. You know,
what
those
about
postmodern.
Happy
I
dub?
Can't want to fucking kill them.
What
postmodern,
about happy dub?
It's not happy dub, Hannah. No, but the postmodern types, you know, those they think they've evolved from humanity and they're all like, you know, all woke and everything. And they're very disingenuous and they're full of human defects that they pretend they have so risen above. And, you know, they're, you know, all like that. And yeah, I'm just a male feminist. No, you're not. You're a fucking sex offender.
You're a male feminist.
Three women, fucking, he's right. They know who I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything, and the male socially constructed narrative. You know, male, everything's a fucking socially fucking constructed narrative. A street is actually constructed to walk on. Why don't you walk on the fucking road, you woke bastard? Oh, fuck footpaths, they're so... They're so dumb. And, you know, if you're so advanced, why don't you go to fucking Palestine and sort that shit out? I'll pay for the fucking ticket.
Right. I think wokes...
Just bring it back around to the whipping and the spanking, you know. But, anyway.
Bull Mick.
Anyway, okay. I'm glad we sorted that one out. did everybody vote for the referendum?
What?
And did everybody vote no or yes?
No.
You voted no or yes? Yeah. Did you vote no or yes? Yes, I did. I did. I took that decision. I voted no and yes. It's very much a no and yes kind of situation. But it's funny. We were talking about that at the start. I didn't understand the whole durable relationship thing. And I think... I think the people in the government, they believe that they have a mandate from the people and their leaders, and they're really, 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 really not. And I know that because my father was one. And, he did good thing in the 1992.
In all fairness to our granddad, he is a man of moral fibre, because when he was in the government, Charlie Haughey was a prime minister at the time. And Charlie
Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, and he was quite corrupt and stuff, and our grandfather kind of spoke out against him, and he was put into the back benches for a long time.
So, and he did help out in the peace agreement
His signatures on the Northern Ireland peace agreement.
Yeah, well done, Jack. So. That's good. Jack knows his history. That's isn't that beautiful? What a beautiful grandson that boy is. And
thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. But no, I just think that there are politicians. There was one guy, and I can't remember who he is, and I've never wanted to punch a man in the face more. And he was talking. You know these guys, and they sound absolutely passionate, but they're saying nothing, and they have to say nothing because they want to get re-elected, and they want to say something in a passionate way that sounds like it's a very brave thing to say. But everyone fucking agrees with it. It's like, look, you know, call me old-fashioned. Racism is terrible. I hate racism. Racism. No. How dare you? No, I can't stand on that. You know, you cunt. You know, and so the reaction to the referendum was, you know, thankfully, the Irish people are way more intelligent than the people who represent them. And they said, you know, fuck off. You haven't worded that properly. You're insulting our fucking intelligence. Would you ever fuck off and figure out what you're trying
to
do?
You see, they cunningly thought that using 8th of March, International Women's Day... they would
that
sway...
Was a Freudian, that was a Freudian clip. That was a Freudian tit, slip, tit, nipple,
yeah.
Clip.
Would sway
it's a joke.
The
it was a joke,
people.
Guys.
Sway
it went
the
over
women.
Hannah's head. What?
That they would sway the women.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, they did it deliberately.
Do you think that's true, Jack?
Yeah, 8th of March, they chose the date.
Yeah, I agree. It's Mother's Day, I agree, so whatever.
Mother.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
Okay. So now that we're in a church, it's almost the end of our little thing here. Thanks very much for coming. This is what is Protestant Mass like anyway? Because this would have been a Protestant church.
I don't know, I've never been.
You know, good... Go home and have good hygiene and wash yourselves and do not be ashamed or embarrassed about your bodies.
They're not embarrassed.
And wake up in the morning and have a goal and have a work ethic and try to create wealth on this earth. You know, that's the kind of thing they'd say in the Protestant church. thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming. I really appreciate it. This is the first, could be the last ever live podcast that we do. Enjoy the rest of your night. And if anybody wants, you can have photos. I'd be happy. We'd be happy. Wouldn't we, Hannah?
Of course.
Thanks very much, folks.
We love you.
Thank you very much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.